Henry Shefflin obviously looking ahead. Big game on Sunday, the Leinster final.
Yeah, no, look, it's we're looking forward to it, obviously. So we started out at the start of the Leinster Championship. Our objective was to get out of the group. But we were hoping that we would end up in the Leinster final, and we've achieved that objective. I suppose the next big and the biggest challenge of this year so far for us is to put in a big performance on Sunday, and that's what we're hoping to achieve.
The last day against Dublin, obviously, it was a contrasting game, really. In reality, a very poor first half performance, but you finished very, very strongly.
Yeah, I suppose if we look at the negative of it, first of all, it was very disappointing because we felt we had prepared well, and obviously, you know, the preparation the week before against Antrim probably wasn't ideal for ourselves. You know, the setup of the game and the way it transpired. But you can talk all you want to talk about in the lead up to a game, being ready and stuff like that, and we obviously weren't mentally switched on. And to be fair to Dublin, they really exploited that, and they were hurling at championship pace. We weren't, so. It took us a time to get into it, and even after half time, it was probably a little bit shaky. But I must say, obviously, the strength and depth of the panel obviously came to the fore, and some of our leaders were really strong. And it was a great sign of the character of the team, I felt. I'm not quite sure we got that 12 points down last year. I've no doubt we would have pulled it back, but to get there and look like we were going to win it, I think was a testament to the team and the work they're doing. And obviously, look, the first half, no doubt about it, very disappointing. We've lots of learnings from that. But I thought the second half, there was lots of positive as well you can take from it. And it's happened us a couple of times this year. And that strength of character is always a good sign of a team. And hopefully that'll stand to us in the coming testing times ahead as well.
Yeah, I was going to mention that obviously Wexford got two goals at the start. You were 6 points down. You were 6 points down against Kilkenny as well. 12 against Dublin, so it's obviously something that's there, but I'm sure it's something you've been working on as well.
Yeah, well, I think the Wexford one obviously was a bit of a sucker punch right at the start of the championship, you know, so, and it was so early in the game, you're hoping the lads would respond, and I thought they were pretty comfortable. The Kilkenny one, obviously, I felt we played good hurling in the first half, especially that 25 minutes was probably our best so far this year. Kilkenny started to get a grip and just turned the screw on us a little bit, and just like they do, they were 5-6 points ahead. But that one obviously was down there in Nolan Park. Yeah. It's a tough place, as you know too well, to get a result. And, you know, the lads really dug in, and that was brilliant. And the support we had obviously dragged us across the line as well that day. So to get a draw coming out there was pleasing. But as you said last week, obviously, against Dublin, that wasn't acceptable, and that's something that we can't afford to do that in the Leinster final.
And that Leinster final Sunday, obviously, against Kilkenny again. We were there last year against Kilkenny, maybe didn't show as prominent as we could have, and it'd be important now to go on and win the Leinster title, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I think there's no maybe about it. I think it was a very flat performance last year. Watched it back, and in saying that, you know, there was only 3 points in it with 2 or 3 minutes to go. We probably had 3 or 4 good enough goal chances that we didn't take any, and we didn't perform. We didn't bring the game to Kilkenny. We probably played like we had played in the round robin. We were probably playing to a standard that was okay, but it just wasn't good enough for a championship final. So we now know that we need to, you know, increase our performance and see a massive improvement. I don't know about massive, but I definitely see an improvement and bring something to the final that we probably haven't experienced yet this year. And that's the challenge for us, but it's a big one. That's what we're going after. It's not about victories or anything like that. I just think we really need to focus on, because you said it was a flat one last year, so we really need to go after it and go up there and really put something on the table and bring something to the game, and that's by just working very hard and using the ball very well, and that's what we're hoping to try and achieve.
And the caveat is big as well, of course. Obviously, the winners are straight into the semi-final. You get a break as well, which is a good thing as well, while other teams are going hammer and tongs in the championship.
Yeah, no, it's a very nice incentive. Yeah. But I think this year we've set our stall in the sense of we've really focused on the Leinster Championship as being block one and whatever take. And maybe that's a bit of experience from last year, Niall. But I think we're only focused on Sunday and trying to put in a big performance and bring something to the final that we can be. I suppose it would be a reflection of the work the lads have done for us over the last couple of years, because massive effort goes in by all the players. I know this all over the country, but I think, you know, for me, up in Galway and what I've seen by the players and their families and everyone involved, it's a massive effort, and you'd love then to go and bring something to the game and really represent what this team is about.
You mentioned family, obviously, and from your own experience, your nephew was captain of Kilkenny as well, which is obviously unique and a bit strange going into the final for yourself, I'm sure, as well.
It is, yeah, to be fair, and obviously top player Owen is, you know, Cody. So, but I think, I suppose we're probably just used to it now in Ireland stage, in a sense. I think last year was probably obviously the novelty factor, and that's well and truly gone. Myself and Richie and all the management team are heavily invested in this group of players, and all we want for them is to get the best, because I said it to one of the lads earlier, in the sense of, you know, their underage coaches, their parents, their school teachers, maybe yourself has taught some of them in school, I'm not quite sure, but to be fair, and the underage coach, and I must say the coaching in Galway is top class. So a lot of these players are at a very high level when they get inside with us. And we can't do anything major, but what we can do is try and, as a group, as a collective, get the best from them. And that's our goal, that's our sole purpose, is that group that we have 38, 39 players training on a Tuesday and Thursday in advance of a Sunday, that those players connect and there's a connection between them and there's a bond between them. But they play as a team and a unit, and that's what we'd love to see. And they're putting in massive effort, so you just hope they bring that into the final and perform like that. We know they can.
We know you had a couple of injuries throughout the year. I know Brian Concannon came on the last day. Cathal Mannion hasn't seen a whole lot of action this year. Is there any chance he could play a part on Sunday?
Well, Brian obviously wasn't supposed to see as much game time as he was in the semi-final, and fair play to him and Duane, our physio. He knew the urgency of the situation at half-time, and he afforded us to get him on the pitch. So, and he's done some good hard training since, which was a positive. Cottle obviously is well documented, has had a lot of back and hamstring issues this year, and it's been very difficult on him, because you know more than myself that the effort he puts in and how diligently he works to make sure he's ready to hurl. So, but he's trained hard actually in the last couple of weeks, and he's doing his rehab. He hasn't integrated into training yet, but we're going training tonight, Tuesday, and obviously Friday night again, and hopefully he might be able to be part of the squad. That's the hope for us, is that he is, because we'd love to obviously have him. So they're the two players, and obviously Keenan Fahey picked up a bit of a knock just in advance of the Dublin match, and he's struggling a bit with his groin, and he's going to be very much touch and go as well for this weekend. So, but look, that's part of it, isn't it? I think every side has a couple of injuries, so you just have to get on it. I think the great thing for us this year is that the impact, the panel and the subs that have been coming in the games have had real impact, and which is a very positive for ourselves.
Obviously, we're here on a Tuesday afternoon. It's very, very hot. Could that be an energy sapping game on Sunday, obviously, if there's serious heat out there?
No, geez. Maybe some of the defenders are looking for a wet ball or something, but I don't think so, to be fair. I think once the lads, you know, and they do, they prepare very well. They're not out in the sun, they're minding themselves, and Maeve, our nutritionist, is on top of all that. But the players know themselves, and that's why they put in so much effort in advance. You just really hope that they come then on Sunday and play like we know they can, and that's what we're hoping. So I don't see that. I think it's a positive. Everyone wants to be playing during the summer and playing in the big stadium that is Croke Park, and playing in a final against the serious opposition that is Kilkenny. So all those things must motivate you, must drive you to go on and really go at the challenge.
Isn't it hard to believe, Henry, though, at this, even that we're the first week in June where this team's out of the championship, there'll be more out of it over the next couple of weeks. It's a very quick championship now, isn't it?
Yeah, it really, really motors along, you know, and, you know, I haven't even thought about it after the Leinster final. So it moves so quick, and teams will drop out. And it is challenging, as you said, the injuries and stuff like that, it is difficult. But look, the clubs are obviously, you know, my own club are struggling with numbers and training and stuff like that. So it's a hard time for them as well. And you obviously have to factor them in into the equation. But no, it is, especially some of the teams that you think of, developing teams. I'm thinking in the lower tiers competitions that are gone so early. And we talk about the promotion of the game and developing these counties. Well, if they're not training, it's very hard for them to develop. So it is challenging. But look, I'm not going to definitely fix it. That's one sure thing.
Finally, before I let you go, obviously, the last day against Dublin when Galway were coming back into the game, I watched it when I went home again. There was a serious Galway support there. I'm sure you'd like the supporters to come out in numbers again on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I'm not for one for telling supporters to come, but I just want to acknowledge their support all year, to be fair, and starting off with the Wexford match. But I think in Nolan Park, we sensed that we were 6 points down, and we needed something, and to be fair, we started coming and the crowd really got behind it. And you know, it's a hell of a travel down to Nolan Park. And even the last day in Croke Park, when we went 12 points down, they were still backing and egging us on, and we needed that energy because we were lacking at that stage. And I think the roar went up when Jason got the point to put us right ahead was brilliant, you know. And you know, to be fair, the players really recognised that, and it has been a brilliant help for us this year. And you know, hopefully if the crowd come on Sunday, I suppose the ask then is that the energy comes from the field and that the players bring that intensity that we want, that the crowd feed off and you can really get up and get at it. And obviously we'd love to play nice hurling as well, you know. Nice probably not even the proper word, but nice and fast and tempo and all those things we really look for.